Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. I do appreciate you joining us for show number... I forgot what the show number was today. No, I didn't forget, but I had scrolled down on my screen here. But it's show number 74, right? There you go. But I do thank everyone for joining me. It's a happy Tuesday to you. It's 1 o'clock PST in Los Angeles. That's where we are today, or well, normally that's where I am, broadcasting live from where I broadcast from, wherever that is. Okay, it's a secret location. I can't tell you. Anyway, you can see I got a new backdrop today, a new background, right? I mean, it's still Origin Hotel, but I went with a lighter color today. You know, it took me like 5 minutes to develop this one real quick, but we're still same Origin Hotel, same Origin sponsorship. There you go. And always book direct. So whenever you're booking a hotel, doesn't have to be Origin. It could be anybody. It could be any hotel, but always book direct. Okay. So, but anyway, we'll get into that kind of stuff later. But I thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show. Did you know we're number one, right? We're number one radio show, Zoom, Facebook Live. What else is there? Is there anything else? You know, that's one thing about social media. It kind of not exactly even the playing field with, like, say, TV or whatever. But guess what? I mean, we're out there. We're in front of people. We never would have thought that you'd be able to, you know, get Russell of Hotels or On Air with Russell of Hotels in the Philippines or Jamaica or the Bahamas or wherever it is. But that's what's going on. Right? The UK, Canada. I mean, that's where we are, right? So that's where we, that's where people can see us or see me. So it's, you know, it's all exciting. So, I mean, I love what I do. I love doing this show. And I love the topics that we, you know, that I take on or whatever, you know, nothing too heavy, but every now and then, you know, every now and then I throw a curveball out there to you, but we're all about connecting people and collaboration. As always, hashtag hospitality unplugged, which means we're going to talk about everything hospitality. But we're not going to get crazy with it. We're not going to, you know, throw people under the bus and things like that, because that's not what the show's about. And that's not what Russell of Hotels is all about. Right. So, but anyway, I'm Russell Edmond. For people that don't know that, maybe you're tuning in for the first time, but I'm Russell Edmond, the Russell of Hotels. How'd I come up with that name? Someone always asks me, hey, why'd you come up Russell of Hotels? It was between this name and another name. And I bounced it off someone else and they said, you know what? That Russell of Hotels sounds like royalty. Boom. That was it, right? So once you put 25, 30 years into a hotel, progressive experience, right? You become somewhat royalty, right? You know, there you go. So anyway, at least that's what I like to say. But anyway, did I say show number 74? Yeah. 74 sponsored by Origin Hotel. Origin Hotel, 3 locations, Colorado. Soon to be 2 in Colorado, but we can't talk about that yet because they haven't opened that hotel yet. So we're not sure when they're going to open it. But There's one in Colorado, which is Golden, Colorado. Coors Beer is there, just so you, you know. And there's Red Rock Theater, Amphitheater, is there as well for concerts and things like that. So if you're doing a concert at Red Rock, there is a Origin Hotel, Red Rock, which is right outside of Denver. So check that out. Lexington, Kentucky, and then Raleigh, North Carolina. And then soon to be another one in Colorado, which is in the city or town of Westminster. Okay, Westminster, Colorado. So just so you know, industry news. Oh, you know, before I get into industry news, and I didn't type this, but it's a good thing that I remember this. I want to send a happy. I just typed happy. And I hope, I'm glad that I knew what the heck that happy was. But a happy belated birthday to my sister, Marsha Edmond. Her birthday was on Sunday, whenever the 12th. No, it was, I think it's Saturday, on the 12th. I mean, I wished her a happy birthday and all that. But, you know, of course, when you got a show, a platform, you know, you gotta put people on blast, right? Yeah, good blast in a good way, right? So, and she's one of the main supporters of the show. In fact, I think it's only her and my mom that watch the show. So, you know, I got to thank them, right? But thank you so much, Marsha, for what you do for me, for the family, you know, our family, our extended family, friends, whatever, that we do appreciate that. So happy birthday to you. And I didn't realize we were only 1 year apart. So that's, you know, I all these years go by and I'm like, yeah, we're only 1 year apart now. Whoops. Anyway, what that age is, it doesn't even matter. But she is my younger sister, but like I said, by 1 year. So there you go. you know, I'm going to hear from that. I'm going to hear about that later. But anyway, that's another story. Sponsorship. We talked about Origin Hotel. Meetings and happenings. Hey, did you go? No, you're familiar with North Star Meetings Group? Well, if you are, they have a webinar tomorrow. And they're going to be talking about the pulse of the meetings industry. That should be interesting, right? What's going on, you know, amidst this whole COVID thing, you know, how meetings are bouncing back because people are having meetings now. I keep getting emails and things like that, or, you know, we're meeting here, we're meeting that. Someone asked me last week, you know, with all these, you know, people starting to meet, are you going to go and meet? Are you going to do meetings and whatever? Are you going to be traveling? Basically what they ask. I don't have any meetings planned until 22, right, at the moment. But they asked me, am I going to do any traveling? And I said, well, no, because when this whole thing started, this whole COVID thing started back in March, I said, you know what, I'm just going to shut down my travel to the end of the year. I mean, stuff will be happening next year in 21, right? So I just have to pick it up in 21. Unless there's something that client needs me to go see a location, and they're you know, interested in booking or planning something, yeah, then that's something I'll have to do. But as far as going to, there's a couple of shows or trade shows coming up. No, I told her, I said, "Well, you go and see how it works out, and then, you know, let me know how it turned out, and then maybe I'll go to the next one." Okay, so no, I do not plan on traveling until, you know, maybe first quarter next year. But yeah, the plan is to resume what I do next year. So unless something comes up, then of course, you know, we'll take it case by case. But anyway, getting back to the North Star Meetings Group, webinars tomorrow at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're interested in that, you should go check out North Star Meetings. I guess you could probably go Google North Star Meetings Group, or just if you want to send me a note and I can send you the link. Russell@russellofhotels.com is my email address. So Russell@russellofhotels.com. If you're interested in that, you have to sign up for it just like I did, but I'm sure they will accept you, whoever's interested. So it's the vice president of North Star Meetings, Lauren Edelstein, is going to be on it, as well as the VP, executive VP, David Blansfield. Once again, that's North Star Meetings Group tomorrow. It's a webinar. The subject or the topic is the pulse of the meetings industry. So I think that's important that we see what the pulse is. What's going on? Is it pumping hard? That didn't sound right. Is it like a heartbeat? I mean, that's what I meant. Is the pulse, right? We're talking about the pulse, right? Is it irregular? Is it an irregular pulse? I don't know. We'll see. You know, I'm digging myself in the hole here. Anyway, Pasadena, you know, I just got this email right before the show. It said Pasadena Convention Center. Shout out to everybody at the Pasadena Convention Center. You know, I got a couple friends there. Matt Horahan is there. Okay. And it said the highest level of safety and disinfection. We are pleased to share the Pasadena Convention Center has been awarded the Global BioRisk Advisory Council, or the acronym is GBAC, STAR. Okay, the Global BioRisk, Global BioRisk Advisory Council STAR accreditation, the gold standard for prepared facility. Did I butcher that? I don't know. It's kind of, I don't even know how to say it. But anyway, congratulations to the Pasadena Convention Center, because this is the first one I've seen at any convention center or anywhere, right? Convention center, hotels, highest level of safety and disinfection, which means they're clean, right? There's a standard that obviously convention centers are going through. Pasadena has taken that on. And so if you're thinking about meeting in Pasadena, so that's what it comes down to. Bottom line, if you think about meeting in Pasadena or thinking about meeting anywhere, check out Pasadena, because they obviously are at a different standard than a lot of other CVBs, not CVBs, but convention centers. Let me backtrack and say that convention centers, because I don't know if anyone else has done that, but this is the only email that I received right now. Maybe I'm not on some other CVB's email list or convention centers email list. I don't know, but I'm on Pasadena's and I did receive that. So of course, if I see it, I'm gonna mention it, right? So congratulations to them. Highest standard, highest level of safety and disinfection. The Global BioRisk Advisory Council STAR accreditation, the gold standard. Okay, they're the gold standard. Let's just say that Pasadena Convention Center is the gold standard as it relates to safety and disinfection. Boom. There you go. I don't have to say anything else. Topic for today. Oh, that was a good one. But anyway, one of the topics I'm going to talk about today is what questions meeting planners or people to do hotel site selection, that's what I do, and event organizers should ask our hotel and DMO venue partners. What should we be asking them during this whole COVID thing? Are there questions we should be asking them before we meet or during or in the planning stage? I would say in the planning stages, because you want to make sure they're doing everything they can to make sure they're keeping their staff safe and they're keeping your attendees safe. So I have like 26 things that I'm going to go through. And guess where I got them from? I mean, some of them I came up with, but I happen to see some stuff from North Star Meetings Group. They actually put something out, and you may not have seen it, but that's okay. So I'm going to go ahead and share with you some information that North Star Meetings had put out. You may not have seen it, but there's questions that meeting planners can ask hoteliers, DMOs. DMO is like a Convention and Visitors Bureau. So there you go. It stands for Destination Marketing Organization, just in case, because there's somebody out there that said, what the heck is DMO? He's using these acronyms. I don't know what the heck that is. Well, DMO is a destination management, destination marketing organization, or the other term for it, or the old term is CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau. There you go. Is your hotel open? You know, one thing I was talking about last week, we're not creating enough FOMO, meaning fear of missing out, right? So if we're open, if our hotel is open, or maybe we brought some staff back and now we're able to do social media postings or whatever, we need to start showing that, right? In order to get this whole thing started, it starts with, you know, hotels starting to, you know, promote their brands, and or DMOs promoting their brands, restaurant, whatever it is within the hospitality space, we need to start, promoting our brands again. I have seen, I did get a wave of things last week or the last couple of days of now all of a sudden people are, you know, putting their brand out there. I don't know if there was a memo that went out to the hospitality industry and said, hey, you know what? It's time to start putting this stuff out now. I don't know if a memo came out, but I have seen more than I've seen in the previous, say, 3 months. Okay. So I've seen like 10 came to my email, like, you know, they're now promoting, you know, they're open and whatever. Not necessarily open, but they're basically old promos. It mentioned nothing about, you know, some of them mentioned, you know, what we're doing now, with COVID, and some of them are just, you know, like business as usual, like COVID never even happened, right? So I don't know if that's good or bad, but I would like to see, what am I doing now? We're open for business. We've done this. We've done it, like Pasadena Convention Center, right? They can easily say, hey, we got the highest standard of safety and disinfection for all the CVB, I mean, all the convention centers. So, hey, they can say that because they got that distinction, right? So they put that out, something new. I looked into it. I'm like, okay, well, this is good. But some other venues are not doing that. So if you're not doing that, what are you doing? Okay, like I said, because people are going to want to know what is different now that now we're still in COVID. So it's not like it's a post-COVID. It's in COVID, right? So it's a, were we doing pre-COVID? What are you doing in COVID? What are we doing post-COVID? Well, we're thinking we're a long way away from post. So what are we doing now? What are we doing now to bring people back? So if your hotel, your venue is open, start putting things out. Okay. Start making sure people know that you are open and start creating that FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. So we want to start posting pictures, our rooms, what's going on in our area, our restaurants open. What else is open within your area? So those are things that people want to see. So let's start doing that. If you need some help, Russell of Hotels, we can, you know, let me know. We can be creative. Social media usage is up nearly 7 minutes over 2019 during same period. Last strategy B, moving forward. And I mentioned five methods of what you should be doing. I'm not going to go into those, but we need to re-engage with our audiences. I mean, and that's basically what I said a couple of minutes ago. If you're open, let's make sure that we're putting things out there because people are spending more time on social media than they did prior to COVID. So you might as well put your message out as many times you want, because guess what? If I'm spending seven more minutes on social media, then more likely I'm going to see what you're putting out there. So that's what you want, right? The more you put things out there, the more people see. People have to see things. I'm going to say social media. Before the old, you know, old billboards and things like that, I mean, we still use billboards, but there was like a study done. You have to see one, a person has to see it at least eight times before they act on it. But with social media, because there's so much going on, you got to see it like 100 times, right? So more is better. So make sure you put things out. Change up some stuff and put it out again. That's one thing I do for like market research or whatever, for my own whatever. I'll put things out, and if I don't see it's getting a lot of response, I'll delete it and redo it. It's the same thing, but I may reword it. It's the same, basically the same message, but I may reword something in the post itself and then put that out there. For whatever reason, timing could be everything, right? But I always get more traction if I retract it and redo it again. It can be, like I said, the same picture, same everything, but I'm just rewording or moving some words around, and it tends to get better traction. So make sure, especially now when people are spending seven more minutes on social media, which is huge. So that's what, to see how long they're on your site. So you want to make sure you put some enticing pictures to keep people on your site. Right. So there you go. That's what it's all about. So you want the brands, travel brands need to re-engage with the audience. And that's the either guests that have stayed with you or potential guests. I say guests. Some people say customers. Hotels have guests. You know, McDonald's has customers. OK, so that's how Mary used to throw it out there. You know, we have guests. McDonald's has customers. You know, that was the part of the training. And I never forgot that. It's been 30 years, right? And I still remember that stuff. And then there was another one they used to say, Marriott say, if you think there's, I remember this was, it was a Marriott person used to say this. I think it was Michelle Strike. She's like this VP. And I've talked about her on the show before, because she was very professional. She was it, right? When she came in, people were like, you know, they're trembling, you know, Michelle Strike is coming in. Oh God, well, make sure we do this, make sure we do that. But anyway, she used to say, if you think there's something more important than the guest, then think again. I'm like, what? How pronounced is that? She said, if you think there's something more important than the guest, think again. Boom. She just dropped the mic and walked out when she said that. But no, that's funny. But anyway, you know, it's funny how things you remember from years ago. And I heard another one. I can't remember who shared this one with me. Said, you know, the guess is not always right, but they are the guess. Joe Tatisian told me that one. That's who it was. Joe Tatisian told me that one. I don't know where he got it from, but he mentioned that. He said, and I'll say it again. What was it again? The guess is not always right, but they are the guess. Man, if that doesn't speak volumes, I have no idea. You're in the wrong industry. If that doesn't speak to you right now, as far as guest services and things like that, you're in the wrong industry. Get out and go somewhere else, okay? Because it's all about the guests. The guests pays your salary. Just in case we forgot that during this whole COVID thing, again, because a lot of us have lost our jobs, but it's because the guests aren't coming to the hotel, right? I mean, owners can only pay so much, but if the guests are not coming, that's who pays our salary. I mean, that's a great indication of who pays, you know, hoteliers, hospitality people's salary. You know, if you didn't think that, well, you know that now. So anyway, but hopefully we get back to where we were, right? That's always the goal. Non-meat eats. You know, do I talk enough about this non-meat eat stuff? I don't know. You guys all know I'm a plant-based, 100% plant-based. I don't eat any meat, eggs, and, you know, and chicken, turkey, fish. That's all meat to me, okay? I don't eat any of that stuff, right? So, because some people say, well, you know, I'm plant-based. Well, do you eat fish? Well, does a fish grow on a tree or a plant? And it's just funny how people, well, you eat fish, right? What about turkey? No, I don't eat that stuff. Well, you eat potatoes, though. Yeah, potatoes, they're grown in the ground. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. You know, people, it's funny. People are funny. But anyway, non-meat eats. So I'm talking about non-meat eats. I just said I don't talk enough about it, and I'm rambling now. But non-meat eats. Last night, I made this eggplant marinara, right? I call it eggplant no Parmesan, okay, because I don't eat cheese, right? So, but it's, I guess the true name is eggplant marinara, but whatever. Okay, so I made that last night. It's pretty good. Okay. It wasn't my best, but it was good. That's the fact. I still have some, so I'm gonna have some for lunch, maybe after the show. What do you think about that? I just got a text that Cardi B files from divorce. She files for a divorce from Offset. This shows what, you know, what I get on my Twitter feed is telling me. Eggplant marinara last night. So yeah, I had that last night. It was pretty good, but not the best, like I said, but I'm going to have it for lunch today. Then today is Taco Tuesday, right? So I'm going to do, because I have some portobello mushrooms that I had from a couple of days ago. So I'm going to use the rest of the portobello mushrooms and mix it with some tofu. So that's going to be the tacos tonight. So portobello mushroom, tofu, tacos. And I have some vegan cheese or plant-based cheese in there too, so I can use that as well. So there you go. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? And for people that don't know, haven't listened to my show before, swerving is another word for pivoting. I don't use the P word. I use the S word. So are you swerving? Are you rotating? Are you turning, revolving, spinning, swiveling, twirling? Are you swerving or oscillating? You know, those are the words that you can use instead of using the P word. OK, because the P word is passe, has been used up. People are just using it to death. So use another word. And I just gave you 8 words you can use from. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. So if you're at a point where you're trying to figure out, well, what do I do next? If this whole COVID thing is not going away. And yeah, you're right. It's not. What do I do now? Am I going to wait for the hotel thing to bounce back, or am I, you know, am I going to swerve and do something else? And quite frankly, people have swerved and done other things. And it's funny. I was talking to someone the other day. It was via LinkedIn. And if you're not on LinkedIn, you don't have a profile on LinkedIn. You need to have a profile on LinkedIn. So I was talking to someone, she former hotel person, because she has got into the investment world and life insurance world, similar to what, you know, some of the things that I've done as well. So it was funny how, you know, she had reached out to say, hey, you know, let me know what she was doing now. And I said, hey, funny thing, you know, I'm doing kind of the same thing. And you're like, oh my God, you know, so anyway, so, you know, what are you doing? So obviously she swerved and did some other things or reinvented herself. So she's completely done with the hospitality industry. at least for now. And she's, you know, 100% into investments and insurance. So there you go. And that, you know, that type of business is on the uptick, right? So people want to know what to do with their money, where to put their money. And people that didn't have insurance, like life insurance, they're thinking, well, maybe I need this because this whole COVID thing is so unpredictable. No one knows what's going to happen, right? Or how you gonna, if you get it or not get it, if you, I mean, God forbid you pass away from it, but people have. So make sure, you know, on that same thing, make sure that we have, you have insurance. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels if you're interested? I mentioned my email address earlier. It's russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter is Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond, which is my real name, just in case you didn't know that. That's LinkedIn. Facebook, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. So that's two Facebook pages, Russell L. Edmond and then Russell of Hotels. And then my website is www.russellofhotels.com. This is a show. This is a live show, right? So this radio, Zoom, Facebook Live is live. That's why I say Facebook Live. It's live, right? So so I can't say cut. You know, we're going to put some stuff together. You know, some people do shows like that, but I don't. You know, a podcast is a pre-recorded show. This is a live show that becomes a podcast. So we, you know, we have Russell of Hotels has to do something different, right? So it's a live show now. It becomes a podcast later, and it's on wherever you listen to your favorite podcast shows. So wherever that is, if that's iTunes, if it's Google Play, Apple, whatever you use, just type in Russell of Hotels and boom, there you go. You can listen to it on your way to, you're on your way to Vegas and you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to listen to a podcast. Which podcast you listen to? Russell of Hotels. Oh, I've heard about that one. That was a great one. That guy, he's something else, right? He has this pulse on the industry. I'm sure in some circles that does happen. That conversation does happen. I don't know of it, but it does. It has to happen, right? Somewhere it has to happen. But anyway, sponsorship opportunities. I did mention that. As you can see, Origin Hotels we're partners. They went so far as this part. They just took this partnership thing to another level. Okay. Can I say this? They didn't just say, hey, let's partner, blah, blah, blah. We want to offer our guests a discount rate. Well, what are you going to call it? What about Russell of Hotels? That's what the ROH rate. That's what it's called. So if you go, I always say book direct. Book direct means go to their website and book, type in ROH as a code. But if you call, you know, you say, hey, I want that ROH rate, you know, promo code ROH or Russell of Hotels is what that stands for. So so just go to originhotel.com. Now, Origin Hotel, singular, no S at the end of that. Okay, you get an S at the end, then you're going to another site. Now, I found that out earlier. So so always make sure you book direct. Like I said, it doesn't matter which hotel you're booking, but book direct, okay, because that's the best way to do it. I keep telling people call me all the time, well, why do you say book direct? I said, well, if there's issues, it's easier just to go right to the hotel and not go through a third party, because a third party has to go through the hotel, right? A third party, like a, just say Expedia, they have to go through the hotel to rectify any issues that you may have. They just can't just do it on their own because they don't own the hotel, right? They're giving an allotment of rooms from the hotel to sell, right? Because hotels can't sell all the rooms themselves. So there became a market for that back in 2004, I believe. So that's why those third parties exist or those platforms exist. And you always see that they do a lot of advertising, right? So just because you see it on TV doesn't mean it's true, you know, because they say, you know, oh, book here and get the best rate. Well, it's the best rate with the third parties, but it's not the best rate if you go direct, right? And like I said, if you don't go direct and you have issues, not saying that you will, but there's always a possibility that you're going to have some issues. So why not go directly to the hotel and say, hey, my name is Russell Edmond. They can look it up. Russell, okay, you booked the, okay, we'll change it. Yeah, okay, we'll see you, you know, whatever. But if you go through say a third party, you got to go through that third party. Then they contact the hotel, which means, you know, it always has the potential to lose something in communication. And quite frankly, I always tell people this. I don't know if they believe me, but I always tell people this. If you book direct, you get the better rooms than if you book the third parties. That's a secret. Don't tell anybody, but it's true. Okay. And believe me, the hotels know where you booked. So you're checking in. They know how you booked the hotel. They know that it came from Expedia or whatever. They know if it's booked direct or they know if it's from a third party. So just remember that. Okay. Not saying all hotels do this, but why would I even want to take a chance? You know what I use the third parties for? It's a secret. This is some inside, right? I use the third parties to see which hotels that I want to stay in. So I compare all the prices. So I go to a site, Expedia. I said that Expedia like three times already. So I look at their site, look at, you know, particular city or destination that I'm going to, and I look at all the hotels and compare the prices on the third party, and then I go and book direct. That's what I use the third parties for. Now the third party's like, that Russell Hotels, that guy's something else. What the heck? Everyone does that. It's not just me. Everyone does that. Who listens? And what are the feeder cities? Who listens to Russell Hotels, right? Well, that's a good darn question. I was 50% of the people that listen are hotel professionals or hospitality professionals. They can be CVVs, DMOs, XYZs, 123s. There's CEOs, CFOs. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, there's a whole range of people, salespeople, operations people. A lot of people listen to the show. And then the other 50% will be potential guests, maybe former guests, people that are having meetings. So basically people that are buying, they're interested in your hotel or DMO services, or maybe restaurant services or whatever. So that's basically it. And like I said, the feeder cities for my show, basically where do the bulk of the people listen? Where are they from? LA, Orange County, Chicago, San Francisco, New York. That's within the US. I get some Atlanta every now and then. You'll see it varies back and forth from week to week, but Seattle will pop up there as well. But then the thing that gets me is the international destinations that actually listen to the show or get the show as well, watch the show, listen to it. And that's Philippines is a big one. The UK, United Kingdom, Canada, throughout Canada, Barbados, Bahamas, Jamaica, Australia, New Zealand. I'm like, what the heck? But anyway, so yeah, so those are people that listen to the show. So, I mean, I said that for people that are interested in, you know, just think. Russell Hotels is on, people are watching it. They're looking at the background. They see where it says Origin Hotel. I mean, this your logo is there through the whole show. So, you know, you don't know what Origin Hotel, you don't think people have gone to originhotel.com to see exactly what that is? They have, right? So, come on. I put this on. If you're not watching it live now, I mean, I mentioned it several times. Origin Hotels is a sponsor of the of Russell Hotels on air with Russell of Hotel Show, and also I put it on my social media platforms. So the same video that you're watching now goes on LinkedIn, goes on Facebook, my two Facebook pages, goes on Twitter, goes on IG, that means Instagram. It goes on every social media platform. So just think you're not just having hundreds of people, you're having thousands of people that are looking at your logo and they're listening to the content or whatever the heck I'm talking about, right? So there you go. What is the Russell of Hotels Group? What do I do? People always say, well, what the heck do you do? I mean, I know you do this show, but what is the show about? What do you really do? Digital marketing for the most part. So digital marketing via social media. So if you look at a lot of my, a lot of postings, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you'll see exactly what I do. You'll see some of the creative digital marketing kit. Origin Hotel is going to be doing some rebranding. Meaning they're going to come up with new logos and stuff like that. So you may see less of that from me in the next couple of weeks, because they're redoing some of their logos or whatever. So, but I do a lot of things for other hotels as well. I do it for myself. I mean, you see my brand out there as well. So, I mean, I'm a digital marketer for the most part. So I do that. Everything on social media, those are postings that I designed myself. My backdrop I designed, meaning the background here, I designed it. Takes me a little while to do them, but I do them. So I have several. I can bounce back and forth between, background so people can see exactly what I do. But we're not going to do that today because it's all about the Origin Hotel, right? So why would I show you other backdrops when it's all about the Origin Hotel? But I just so you know, I do that as well. So everything digital marketing. So then that's from posting things, content creating. So that's basically a lot of stuff that I do. And I'm a radio show host. And before that, I mean, I still do, because things have slowed down as far as the meeting industry is concerned, of course, because of COVID, right? But prior to all this COVID thing happening, I have a hotel site selection business. So my job is to assist companies and organizations and even individuals with finding the right hotel for their groups. And groups are considered 10 rooms or more on peak night, right? So 10 rooms to whatever, 1,000 rooms. You need 1,000 rooms a night. I mean, those are things that we do. My job is to find the proper hotel within your budget that can accommodate your group. But, of course, now no groups of that size are happening. But of course, it's coming up. We got to just have to be patient, right? But, now that I don't do that now, I concentrate more on the digital marketing and the radio show host, right? So I interview today's hospitality professionals. Not today, but, last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was doing that. But every now and then, we come across someone that we want on the show. There's people that want to be on the show. It's about me and is it timing? It's all timing, right? Is it time for me to have another guest or do I just want to talk? Sometimes I just feel like talking. Like today, I just feel like talking for some reason. Anyway, I got to get through this because it's like 1:37 now and I'm talking too much. Collaboration and connecting with people. How's your brand staying relevant? That's one thing. Is your brand staying relevant? How are you doing? How are you staying in front of people? Knowing what you know now, is there anything that you are doing differently? Now that you're reopening and bringing people back, or if you are, are you doing anything differently? This is a question for you, not for me to answer. It's a question for you. Have you connected with anyone new? If you reached out to your old clients or old hotel partners or DMO partners to see if they're still there. Because, a lot of people are not there anymore. Maybe they're coming back. Maybe they're furloughed. Maybe they've been laid out. We don't know that. But we have to find out. And the best way to do that is to call the hotel or the DMO or the restaurant, whatever it is. You need to call and, instead of, people want to email everyone, and see if they're there. And if they don't answer, well, no, he's not there anymore, so I guess he's gone. Well, no, that you need to know who is in charge now or who took over that person's accounts. So make sure you call and ask for that person. If that person is no longer there, who took over that person's accounts? Sounds easy to me. Have you connected with anyone new? Did I say that? Okay, I said that already. What has this situation taught you? This whole COVID thing, what has it taught us? We need to do something. We need to not put our eggs in one basket. I don't know. Thank you again to Media Board. I just like thanking Amy because she's, helped me get some things accomplished. So, so thank you, Amy, for the Origin Hotel sponsorship. Oh, it's over here. Introduction of today's topic. What questions meeting planners, hotel site selection, event organizers should ask their hotel partners or DMO partners? What questions should they ask them? You're going into a hotel or you're going into the DMO and you want to get a tour of the convention center. What are you going to ask that salesperson or the person, whoever's giving you the site? What are the questions you're going to ask now that we know about the COVID thing? The COVID thing is here. What do we ask them? I don't know. This is all about health and safety for the most part. Number one, and I may not get through all these, I don't know. But if I don't get through all of them, I'll continue them the next week. What can we expect to see as health and safety protocols at each stage of the attendee's journey? I had to take a drink of water for people that are on a podcast. And once again, it said, what can we expect to see as health and safety protocols at each stage of the attendee's journey? Meaning when the attendees get to the hotel, What is the protocol? What should they expect when they walk in the door or maybe drive up or however they're going to get there, right? What should they expect? So those are questions. These are questions that I do hotel site selection. I have XYZ company here, right? They're going to ask me these questions. Okay, we're getting back to having meetings again. We're going to start off with a 50-person meeting, but I need to know what should my attendees expect when they get to a hotel or a convention center or in a restaurant? What should they expect? And we should not think that all one protocol fits all, right? Because everybody's protocol is different, right? So just remember the question is, what's the journey? What's going to, from A to Z, what's going to happen? How do I, reception, valet parking? Is there valet parking? What about food and beverage? Is there food and beverage? I mean, what is going on there? Is there anything else open around the hotel? I mean, these are things that you need to know. What health and safety practices are in place for hotel venue workers? Hotel or venue, wherever place you're meeting, what health and safety practices are in place? Whatever they are, just ask what are those questions? Number three, will the hotel be providing health screenings? Are they? I mean, are they taking people's temperatures as they walk in the door? And then if they don't, if they have a fever, are we not allowing them to gain entrance into the hotel? I mean, these are things you need to know because you have to pass it along to your attendees, right? Everyone that's planning the meeting that works for that organization that's having the meeting, they need an information in order to give, to their people. If you're sick, don't travel. Don't come because you will be turned away. And they may get turned away even before they, get on the flight. I'm not sure what, airlines are doing. Are they doing pre-screenings? Are they taking people's temperatures? I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's so easy to do that because a lot of these the equipment, the portable thermometers and things like that. I mean, they're just, pointing and clicking and okay, you're good, come on in kind of thing. And what are they doing? What protocols are in place to limit cross contact between attendees of different events? Like say you have two events going on, you don't want to get in contact, too close contact with the other attendees, right? So you want to keep whatever you have to yourself, right? And they should keep the things to themselves. What are they doing? Are they, is it a hotel or a venue that has multiple floors? So, my group is going to be on the first floor. The other groups are going to be on the first, second, and third floor. So there's no way there's a cross contact. And there's three elevators. So we're going to have one elevator that for this group, another elevator for that group, another elevator for that group. So, I mean, those are things that you want to know, right? Because people are going to want to know this stuff, right? So right now, thank you for joining. We're on air with Russell Hotels. I'm going through a list of questions that meeting planners or hotel site selection people like myself or event organizers should be asking their venue partners. They should be asking their hotel salesperson. They should be asking their DMO, or their convention center person. They should be asking these questions. What accessibility protocols are in place to meet the needs of people with disabilities? Have we thought about that? When I saw that, I was like, have we really put enough thought into that? That people with disabilities, I mean, what are we going to do with them? I mean, not do with them, but is there anything different? Right. I mean, you want to make sure there's space available for them. Are we still doing everything we can to make sure everything's accessible amidst this whole COVID thing? So those are questions you want to ask. And hopefully the people have those answers and hopefully they thought about them because, quite frankly, it's easy for us to come up with the questions, but it's a little harder for them to come up with the answers because they have to find out from the operation. So if I'm a salesperson at a hotel and my job is to sell and, and doing all these things, right? I mean, unless I'm really involved in what's going on operationally, which as a salesperson, you should be, especially now, I'm going to have to go to the operations people and find out these answers. Unless, like I said, we meet on a daily basis and we know what the protocols are and this has changed. We're doing this. We were doing this before. That didn't work. So now we're doing that. So salespeople, my advice would be to make sure that we're involved in the ops meetings and we're not avoiding going because, you know, sometimes the ops meetings, they talk about ops, right? They're not talking about sales. They're talking about ops. So, but this is a situation where we need to make sure that we're all on the same page in a hotel. Ops people, sales people, whatever, they need to know what we're doing and we need to know what they're doing, what they're telling guests and all that stuff, right? So we need to make sure we're all on the same page and we're singing from the same sheet of music, okay? So just make sure that we know what we're doing when all these things come up. Are there wayfinding considerations for directing attendees to the meeting rooms to support social distancing, and are accessible routes clearly indicated? That's, you know, part of the, what are we doing? What protocols are we doing for people with disabilities? So are there directions, the supporting social distancing? You know, you don't want someone in a wheelchair to have to go through a line of people and things like that. There should be a route that's clear of all, you know, there's still 6 feet, you know, all the distancing things that we're doing, you know, for ourselves. We need to make sure with people, that people with disabilities, we're taking them into consideration as well. Because I guarantee you, a lot of people, a lot of hotels, a lot of people have not thought about that, right? Some of them have. The ones that are above, the, you know, they know everything that's going on, right? They, you know, you ask one question, they're already, you know, 10 questions ahead of you, right? But there's some that haven't even thought about that. So let's make sure that we're considering everybody, right? Because this whole thing, COVID affects everyone. It doesn't just affect one person. It doesn't affect people with no disabilities. It affects people with disabilities as well. So we want to make sure that the protocol is consistent, right? Is the hotel complying with any existing protocols? And how is this being monitored for quality and performance? So whatever the existing protocols are they being monitored? I mean, because if you're not monitoring, you don't know if they need to be changed. Are they consistent with other things that are going on? I mean, you just want to make sure that they've been tested, you know, the quality, you know, you can test the quality, the performance. Are we able to do this? Do we have to change it? You know, sometimes, you know, a plan doesn't work and we got to, you know, we have to tweak it. We have to reconsider. Let's go back to the drawing board and maybe we need to rethink how we did this. Okay, so that's what that means, basically. Are there any existing protocols in place now? And what's the outcome? Or how's it being monitored? And if it's being monitored, if it's not working, what are we doing about it? Number eight. I'm already on number eight, right? If a guest or attendee tests positive for COVID, what is the protocol for the individual? And what meeting space and guest room recovery policies will the hotel implement? I'll say that again. This is number eight. If a guest or an attendee tests positive for COVID, what is the protocol for the individual? And what meeting space and guest room recovery policies will the hotel implement? So if someone tests positive, what are we going to do? They have to go. I mean, of course, we have to remove them from the facility. But what do you do now? What do you do with the space? Do you have a team to go in and start, you know, sanitizing or re-sanitizing or whatever? What is the protocol? Are you going to close the meeting down? Close the hotel down? I mean, what is it? Whatever it is, you need to know. And you need to let these meeting planner or event planner or venue planner, whatever they call themselves, you need to let them know what are the steps? What are we going to do? I mean, God forbid that happens. I mean, what would you do? I mean, do you have to close it down? It was just one person. Well, it's just one person. I mean, I'm sure we're going to be okay. I mean, do you retest everybody? I mean, just whatever you do, these are questions that people can ask. Number nine, if a hotel employee tests positive for COVID-19, what measures are in place to protect other workers and the group? And how will you initiate contact tracing? So how would you go about, okay, an employee tests positive. What are you going to do? What are you going to do for your people? And did that person come in contact with our people? Isn't that something funny? You know, their people, your people, whatever. If someone, you know, an employee, what are you doing? Because what? An employee can go back and infect the other employees. And then next you know, there's an outbreak again or whatever. Or they can affect, you know, what contact did that person have with our attendees? So, I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen. So let's just make sure we have, like I said, have whatever that protocol is. What are the measures we're doing? What are we going to do after if that happens? Let's hope that none of this happens. But, you know, we always have to err on the side of caution. Number 10, for larger events, have you designated separate entrance and exit points for all your ballrooms, meeting space? Am I reading this right? For larger events, have you designated separate entrance and exit points for all your ballroom, meeting space? And is this also established for staff accessing back of the house areas? Access, meaning, you know, trying to get in. I'm going to access the back of the house. Now, the back of the house, for people that don't know what the back of the house is the employee or associate only areas. So say there's a meeting room, let's just use it as an example, where the kitchen is or the service areas are. That's called back of the house, meaning, you know, only employees should be there. So let's just say it's employee only areas. So what that's asking, let me just read this again. For larger events, bigger events, large events, right? Have you designated a separate entrance for ballrooms for back of the house? So are there, I mean, there's always separate entrances and exits because the back of the house, I mean, you have to be able to access the ballrooms and things like that. So you just want to point out those things. You want to make sure, first of all, you want to make sure that's what, you know, what you need to know. I mean, and why you need to know that. And then that way the hotel can say, okay, yeah, okay, how we get to the back of the house is right through this door. This is back of the door, and this is an exit that goes through here, or this exit goes to the kitchen, you know, whatever that is. Number 11, what room setup options do you have in order to keep the group physically distanced? Now that's a great one, right? So what room setup options do you have? Because if we're going to the, you know, 6 feet, one person every 6 feet now, and you need, you know, rounds, you know, you need round tables. I don't know if they're 60 inch rounds. I don't know how big the tables are, but that's going to come into play now, right? So how big are the tables? How many people can we sit at the table? Is it now, it used to be, you know, rounds of, you know, 8 people, 10 people. Well, now we can't do that. So you're probably going to cut that in at least in half, right? So instead of 10, maybe it's going to be 5. Maybe instead of 5, it may be even 4, because you need to have the social distance. If it's 6 feet, then it's probably 4 people. I would think, right, at a round table, 60-inch table, I would probably think that it may be, yeah, I'm going to say 4 people. Maybe 3, I don't know. But those are questions you need to ask, because now you're going to need more space. And what happens to that when you have, this is a good question, right? What happens when you need more space? Are they going to charge you for more space? Are meetings now going to be a lot more expensive? And remember the food and beverage thing, right? We haven't even thrown food and beverage in there. What about food and beverage minimums? Are those going to be lowered? Buffets for a while or ever again? I don't know. Plated? Okay, yeah, maybe you're going to do, are you going to do plated? Or are you just going to do box lunches? I don't know. I mean, those are questions that have not been answered. At least I don't have the answers yet. I haven't heard a lot yet. I mean, because the food and beverage protocols have not been established yet. As far as, I mean, this has been maybe a couple months ago conversations I've had with GMs and things like that. So maybe they have now. Maybe I need to get on that and see, right? But I mean, what are they doing? So, I mean, those are questions we need to know. So physically, I mean, like I said, we had, you know, 8 people in a round table, 60 inches, whatever. Now it's going to go down to 4, right? So now you need more space. So, I mean, those are questions you need to ask. Do you offer linenless tables? And how are chairs being disinfected? How are we disinfecting all this stuff? I mean, people want to know. Remember, I said housekeeping is going to be sexy now because people want to see people clean and spray and wipe. I mean, these are the things. So what are you using? How are you disinfecting your chairs? Okay, the linenless tables. Okay, that's great. But how are we cleaning all this stuff? These are questions people want to know. What food and beverage and safety protocols has the hotel implemented? I just mentioned food and beverage a couple minutes ago. What are we doing as far as food and beverage? How are we serving it? Are we doing? We got away from buffets. I mean, was it just, you know, box lunches? People can go out in the courtyard and eat. You know, where are they going to eat? You know, or they can still eat at the table, I guess, because there's still only four people there. And as long as you have the distance protocol, I guess that's all that matters. I mean, what is that even going to look like? These are questions that people should ask. These are questions for people just joining in. These are the questions that event planners, meeting planners, hotel site selection people should be asking their hotel partners or the DMO partners and all that kind of stuff, right? I mean, people need to know before we get back to meetings on a larger scale. Of course, people are starting off with, they're doing 10, you know, 10 people meetings and maybe 20 people meetings. You know, a 10 to 20 people meeting is different than a 100 person, you know, meeting. So, you know, what are the things that we're doing? So these are questions we need to ask. Now, of course, it's 1:57 and I still got 10 more to go. So, but that's okay. We're going to stop here. I did linenless tables. So yeah, so we're going here and we will resume the rest next week. Cause I mean, it's like 25 of them, right? I'm even through half of them, but it's okay because I like to talk, right? I like talking about, you know, the hospitality industry. I think it's a great industry. I've spent so many years in it and I think this stuff is interesting. I mean, do you think it's interesting? I guess that's all that matters. Right? It doesn't matter what I think. But anyway, but I want to thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. I don't take it lightly that you guys join in and I get a lot of positive feedback, you know, because of the show. I do appreciate that. And I do appreciate all the support from family, friends, colleagues, everybody. So just to make sure that we're doing some, you know, staying positive, a lot of stuff going on. So let's stay positive. Let's help one another out. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's the human way, right? Isn't that the American way, to help people out, to do the right thing, right? Well, you know, we all know what's right and what's wrong. I mean, and it seems simple to me, but for, I don't know why it just boggles my mind that people have lost their mind and don't know what right and what's wrong anymore. But anyway, that's a topic for another day, right? Or maybe for another show, because that's not what Russell Hotels is about. But it's just one of those things that you start thinking about, right? So, but anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. We're on time today and not going to go over. So we'll be back next week for show number 75, right? 75. You can't beat that. So anyway, you guys take care. Have a great day. And remember, it's Taco Tuesday. So, you know, eat something. It's okay to eat something plant-based, right? You don't have to always eat meat. Try something plant-based for once in a while, right? Do Meatless Mondays or Taco Tuesdays and do plant-based. Anyway, take care. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.